morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Farm leaders are giving mixed reviews to EPA's just proposed 2018 renewable fuel volume targets under the nation's renewable fuel standard. National Corn Growers President Wesley Spurlock says EPA's proposal to keep the so-called renewable volume obligation for conventional corn ethanol unchanged from this year is a good thing for farmers and rural communities who dealt with RFS uncertainty over the last 3 years.
This gives a lot of certainty to the ethanol industry when EPA brings their renewable volume obligations forward at statutory levels, then that makes it to where everybody knows that we're going to continue to grow, we're going to continue to keep grinding corn, and that's the important part of this.
Others were less supportive. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley was disappointed that EPA proposed no increase in biodiesel production, as well as cuts to advanced biofuels and cellulosic ethanol. Cuts that he argues will have a chilling effect on investment in the next generation of biofuels. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson read from a prepared statement that while the proposed volume for conventional ethanol meets the RFS statute, volumes proposed for advanced biofuels failed to meet President Trump's biofuels commitment to farmers.
But today's disappointing proposal, by lowering volume obligations for the next generation of biofuels, seems to back off those assurances. As family farmers navigate a severely depressed farm economy, this is a time the administration should be raising expectations for a policy that drives many economies in rural America.
Johnson says the EPA proposal will ultimately fall nearly 7 billion gallons short of the levels Congress prescribed and urged EPA to reconsider the cuts when it finalizes the rule by November 30th. The Renewable Fuels Association also expressed concern about the lower volume target for cellulosic ethanol, but praised it for conventional ethanol, saying it will help drive investment in facilities to accommodate higher ethanol blends. Meanwhile, Brazil's Chamber of Foreign Trade announced this week it would delay a decision to put an import tariff of 17% on U.S. ethanol. U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Tom Slate, Renewable Fuels President and CEO Bob Dineen, and Growth Energy CEO Emily Score put out a joint statement on the decision this week. The groups were encouraged by the decision to postpone the tariff proposal. The release says imposing tariffs on U.S. ethanol imports will hurt Brazilian consumers by driving up their costs at the pump. It also goes against Brazil's own long-held view that ethanol tariffs are inappropriate and will harm the development of the global ethanol industry. The group added that they'll continue to work on the issue, and they appreciate Brazil giving thoughtful consideration to the issue and how it will affect both countries' industries and the global fuel supply. You got farm news on Ron.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.